Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience San Diego State Aztecs season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience San Diego State Aztecs season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
And it's time we talk about our gals, the San Diego State Aztecs. They've been very kind to us over the past decade. Look, they haven't had a losing season in 12 years.
Wow.
And last year was 4-4, but it was really 4-3. They had a game added on the fly against Colorado on like a Thursday, played that, lost. So went 4-4, but I mean, that's really tough to just add a game and 2 days later play.
Yeah.
So 4-4, but, yes, they struggled offensively in Hoke's first season, but didn't have spring ball or Hoke's first season, but second time being the head coach of San Diego State. They got to get things going offensively because last year that was their glaring weakness, from a season ago. Was essentially that. Now Carson Baker, their quarterback who got injured, he transferred out. He's gone. I'm assuming it's going to be Lucas Johnson at the quarterback spot. He is a Georgia Tech transfer, but it could also be Jordan Brookshire. Those two will be the guys penciled in. Maybe even Jalen Maiden, a Mississippi State transfer, dual threat.
It does seem like the problems are more systemic than related to any particular quarterback. All three quarterbacks finished 58% or below with completion percentage. All three finished 7.7 or less in yards per attempt, and touchdown interception ratio 3-3 for Carson Baker, 2-2 for Jordan Brookshire, and 1-0 for Lucas Johnson. So got to protect that football a little better.
Got to get to it. But hold on. Let's give them the proper introduction for our gals. This is San Diego State, Patty C. Marshall Faulk, alma mater. Darnay Scott, Kyle Turley, KGB.
There you go. Put some respect on that name.
I'm Webster Slaughter. Do we need to go back? And just tell me, Donnell Pumphrey. You can go on and on.
Spinal.
All right. This is a rich program. Look, this team hasn't had a losing season in 12 years. They got now they are playing in LA this year in Carson by Long Beach at like the Dignity Health Center, worst name for a stadium in all the sports, but they're getting their own football stadium built, Patty C, and you can see a power. I think they're like 7-2 in their past 9 outings against the Pac-12.
Talk about a team that could really benefit if the Pac-12 decides to include that, yeah, expand and take.
They
them
should.
In.
It's a gigantic city. They don't have football more than ever now. Now I'm sure USC and UCLA would probably have some problems because a lot of talent,
yeah,
like Terrell Davis and Reggie Bush and Alex Smith, yeah, all come from San Diego.
Yeah, those are NFL MVPs and Heisman Trophy winners we're talking about there. I will say though that there's a remarkably like low
Ricky Williams, San Diego. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's true too. Crazy. That's two Heisman winners. San Diego State, not great at recruiting, though. Not great at recruiting.
Well, I know Brady Hoke's been recruiting the best they've ever recruited, apparently.
Is that right?
That's what I'm understanding.
I mean, last year was a nice improvement. We're still early in this recruiting cycle, so he's got a while to go to improve it. But last five ratings, 77, 79, 92, 95, and then 62 last year. So 62.
So I'm saying Hoke is starting to kill it there. If they can get some solid quarterback play, that remains the biggest question. The ground game is really good. Greg Bell, I have no relation, or I'm not sure if that's a relation to Greg Bell that played for
the Bucks.
No. It played for the Rams in the 80s.
Okay.
Was really good. Also might have played for the Bills, if memory serves me correct. But Greg Bell can play, and they have two Bells, Chance Bell. They have four good running backs. This has been, in a way, kind of running back you. When you really think about,
yeah,
Marshall Faulk, George Bell, was it George Bell that went to the Steelers back in the day?
Now I'm all confused.
Yes, in the 90s, but then
obviously Pumphrey's
Rashad Penny for the Seahawks.
That's true.
Yeah, they've been pumping out.
I want to say Donald Pumphrey's like the all-time leading rusher in NCAA history.
They've been doing it. They've been doing it for a while here. Greg Bell, Chance Bell, Keegan Williams, and Jordan Bird. They have four deep in this backfield, and they return four or five starters on the offensive
Jordan
line.
Jordan Bird. Guy's, yeah, got a video game named after him.
Yeah,
hello.
Jordan versus Bird. No, but this is a really talented. If they can just throw the ball a little bit, the running backs should bring them home in this O line, returning four or five starters. Now the receiving core. I mean, you're bringing back both your receivers, Kobe Smith and Jesse Matthews, and things are going to get a lot better because Tyrell Shavers transfers in. This guy was at Mississippi State, started at Mississippi State, and he was originally an Alabama recruit. So the receiving core should be dynamite. If you can just get the ball up there, yes, you are breaking in a new tight end and Jay Rudolph, maybe Daniel Bellinger. I'm not sure who they'll go with, but I think this is a talented team. If this offense can just do anything, the defense is going to be really good again. And that's because he retained Rocky Long's guy, Kurt Maddox. And by the way, I guess before I get to the defensive stats with Kurt Maddox, the offense was 93rd in scoring offense last year. 32nd in rushing, 115th in passing, charting at 97th overall. So if they just get better passing the ball, they're going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Defensively, like I said, Kurt Maddox, Rocky Long guy, and I'm telling you, you follow the Rocky Long tree, whether it's Will Arnett at Mississippi State, whether it's Danny Gonzalez when he was at Arizona State, now he's the head coach in New Mexico.
Yeah.
They're very good defensive coordinators. So they were the 11th best scoring defense in the country last year, 7th best rush defense, 14th best pass defense, 3rd in total yardage allowed. That's getting it done.
Last year they were number 2 in scoring defense. They've been in the top 30 or so range for the last 4 years. So, like you say, very consistently dominant on defense. But the offense has sucked for a while.
But they're bringing back 9 on the defense, including their entire front 7.
Mm, That's important.
Their entire front seven is back. They're also bringing back. They run, like I said, they run that 3-3-5. So I guess their front six being back, and then bringing back 3 of 5 in the secondary. Now they are going to have to find someone to replace Darren Hall, who went on to the NFL. But they have a lot of veteran secondaries that I think will they'll be fine there. They also have a really good place kicker. So the win total is at 6.5, Patty C. What do you make of the Aztecs? Should we get into the schedule? Do you want to say anything else about the Aztecs? I think with that new stadium being built next year.
Yeah.
And they haven't had a losing season in 12 years. If they can steal San Diego as a crowd,
there are a few of those places out there that are just ripe. I mean, I harp on it all the time, and
they got a great basketball program too.
Houston, yeah. Cincinnati, Central Florida and Orlando and San Diego are all,
even Memphis too. I'd say.
Yeah. Memphis, yeah,
those
big
five,
ass yeah. cities with really dynamite, you know, talent bases. If someone plucks yeah. them, it's a no brainer. In this time of expansion, one of these teams, one of those five teams that we just mentioned, will get picked and blown up, and every other conference that doesn't do it is going to kick themselves.
Yeah, you heard it here first, and I'm excited. We're going to hit some games since they're playing at Dignity Health, me and you. But,
yeah, buddy.
But the following season, I'm going to go down to San Diego, hopefully for that home opener.
Yeah, buddy.
So
who are they playing in 2 years?
I think their first game's like a layup, but maybe the second game. I think they get Arizona.
I'll pull that up here in a second.
In that new stadium. So,
oh man, that's a fun one. They could win that one.
Yeah, they could. They got them this year in Tucson. We'll see how that goes. Let's get to the schedule, Patty. See, look, week one, they play New Mexico State in Dignity Health. That's a for sure win and probably a royal ass whooping.
Yeah.
That's 1-0. The win total 6.5. Week two, they're in Tucson. This is a true 50-50 game to me. And like I said, if anything, I think if you're going to favor anybody, you got to favor San Diego State because they have had great success against the Pac-12 and 7-2 in their last 9.
Jed Fish in his first game, I don't think it's all that easy, but I guess I would favor
second game. They get BYU week
that's
one.
True. Yeah. Okay. But first season, I should yeah, say, yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think it'll be closer than we expect, but I guess give me San Diego State. The 4-4 last year, a bit of a concern. But Arizona lost by 63 in the last game they played, so I think we're okay.
I think that's, yeah. I mean, I think it's one of those things where I like the Fish hire. I think they could win that game, but they also could lose that game. And based on their recent history, I think you got to take San Diego State, but it is a 50-50 game. You want to circle this one if you're an Aztec fan or even an Arizona fan.
They do open up against Arizona at home next year in the brand new Aztec Stadium.
We should go to that one. Then they're home to Utah in Dignity Health. So I don't know if you even call this a home game, but
still an advantage to not have to go to Utah.
Sure.
So kudos for the
Utah's going to beat them though.
Pac-12 for coming and playing on a quote away game against a group of five team. Utah should beat them, but I would expect a decently close game here.
Yeah. Give me
Utah's not the type of team to blow teams out anyway.
I think Utah's going to beat them though.
Sure. Probably. Yeah.
So I got them 2-1.
Yeah.
Then they're home to Towson. Decent FCS team, but coming from Towson, this
Maryland.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
All the way to LA.
Coast to coast travelers.
That's a win. 3-1 out the gate.
Yeah.
They get a bye week before taking on. Now this is an interesting game because they're at home to New Mexico, which is not, once again, this is not really home. This is at Dignity Health in LA.
Yeah.
But they're Rocky Long, their former head coach, is the defensive coordinator of New Mexico. And Danny Gonzalez is their former defensive coordinator of San Diego State. So a lot of familiarity with this one.
Yeah. These two staffs know each other well.
I would give a slight edge to San Diego State right now.
Just
though.
On talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Patty C, so we have them essentially starting out 5-1, right? Or
sure.
Wait, is that 5-1? 4-1, right?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-1. No, 4-1.
4-1. Yeah. Then they're at a short week at San Jose State. And this is a game.
Yeah.
So you got to favor San Jose State right now.
Yeah, Nick Starkle had an amazing year last year. Coming back, it's going to be tough to beat them on the road.
4-2.
Yeah.
Now, this is back-to-back away because then they go to Colorado Springs to take on the triple option in Air Force.
Those two losses in a row.
Yeah, so 4-3.
Yeah.
just like that.
Although we did study Rocky Long against the triple option.
They're very,
he's handled that pretty well over time. So maybe
it's a bit of a 50-50 game, but I just still think on the second half of a back-to-back.
Yeah, that's tough.
Home to Fresno State on October 30th. I'll give San Diego State the slight edge, but I think it's a ball game.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, you got to love these California Mountain West rivalries here.
Yeah. So that puts them at 5-3, Petty C.
Yep. No, here's a game.
At Hawaii on the island.
Mm-hmm.
This is a one that should be a good rivalry.
It should. Hawaii, San Diego. Got the beach vibes all over the place.
Who you going?
Surfing USA. Give me the Warriors in this one.
I think I give them a slight edge.
Yeah.
So I put them at 5-4. Remember that win total was 6.5, Patty C.
Mm.
I'll say this. That Hawaii game and that Air Force game are key to hit the over.
Yeah. Yeah, if they want, because the back end of the schedule is not easy.
Home to Nevada.
I mean, Carson Strong, like we said, leading the conference in every statistical category.
They're probably going to get one of these games that we're not assuming, though.
Yeah, they probably will. You're right. Fuck it. Let's give it to them.
Okay, so that puts them at 6. So all they need is one more win.
And they're going to get it this next game.
At UNLV, that puts them at 7. Then home to Boise. Who you got winning the Boise game?
Boise, of course.
So we have them at 7-5.
Not bad.
That's the over. I don't feel great about this play, though.
I mean,
because they could lose to Arizona.
You consider that.
I think they're going to hit the over. They're going to hit the over. They're too talented.
Last year, when they didn't play a full season, they went 4-4. But prior to that, they hadn't won less than 7 since 2009. So 7 is the minimum.
Yeah.
And they only hit that twice, pretty much. I mean, they had hit really 4 wins, 6 of the last, or 4 of the last 6 years. So, wait, did I say 10 wins, 4 of the last 6 years? I got my math is all over the place here. Either way, they're way better than 6 wins.
Final.
7 it is. Take the over.
I say take the over too. I don't love it. It's not a lock, but I like it. I like it. I just think it's a safe bet that they'll go 7-5.
Yeah. Do you think Hoke is the same level of coach as Rocky Long?
No. But I also think Hoke will develop the offense better than what Rocky Long had.
Yeah. It's not saying much, but
yeah.
I mean, if you can,
they still have Rocky Long's guy on defense. Yeah, and he's killing
it.
Maintain that.
Well, I will say this, like Virginia Tech. Okay. Justin Hamilton seems like a cool dude, but the production on the defensive side of the ball with the assistant really dropped off after Foster left. Now, granted, that was year one.
And COVID. Mean, he had COVID. The defensive coordinator had COVID.
He couldn't even coach the games. So it makes a difference. That said, he might have a rebound season. San Diego State didn't experience that, though. So if they're able to just keep it rolling without too much of a fall off with the way that Hoke improves this offense, this team should be rolling again.
Well, and like if you look at some of these games, I think they lost to Nevada at Nevada by 5. Now that Colorado game was added on the fly. I throw that game out. The other game, San Jose State was an 11-point game. BYU in the you know extra game here by 14. I think they're probably a little bit better than what we value them as.
I mean, that's respectable.
That's a tough schedule actually too. Did they even play? I mean, I guess UNLV is the only like shitty team they played. I guess a little bit of Utah State last year, but everyone else was solid. I'm on the over.
Who did BYU play in the bowl game? Didn't they?
UCF or no? Yeah, UCF. I think right.
Yeah. They
smacked beat UCF.
UCF 49-23. So I mean, what is that? That's a 26-point victory. 2 weeks or 10 days prior to that, they beat San Diego State by 14. Yeah. So put San Diego State and UCF in the same conversation. Yeah. That's a nice little.
There we go.
Feather in the old cap there.
I'm on the over with our gals. Let's do it. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're breaking down all 130 college football teams. There will be a podcast for every single FBS team and even some FCS, maybe the San Diego Toros. Toreros.
I don't know.
Something. Trying to pull it off the dome here. Toreros. I think you're right.
I don't know. It might be Toros.
Yeah.
We'll look it up.
Anyway, they're a good team out there in the FCS.
Toreros.
We will have you covered there probably for an FCS one, but San Diego State, we got you covered. All right. And San Jose State and all those other Mountain West schools, we got you covered. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because Brian Dutcher and the Aztecs are a very good college basketball program.
Look, Colby and I will come down to PB. We'll get hammered with you. We'll come down to OB. We'll get blazed up with you. We'll come down to what? Encinitas and eat some burritos with you. Damn right. I'm down for that.
Yeah. I'll go everywhere down there.
Go down to the Gaslamp District and go spend $500 on a bottle of alcohol, whatever.
Get in a fight with some guy in the Navy.
Right. That's Oceanside.
Okay. Anyway, we'll do it all. All right. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience though, because Brian Dutcher and San Diego State are loaded again this year. And I think they're going to be pretty darn hard to beat in the Mountain West. And we talk college basketball year round over there. So we'll have you covered there. And we talk college football year round over here. So me, Patty CNC Nick, we're over 500 picking every single game, Division I football and basketball for the past 4 years. Think about that. Each and every season we've been over 500 as a collective, but also independently. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. Download that app for free at the Apple Store or Google Play Store. You won't only get our picks. You'll get episodes. You just had Mike Leach on the show. We've had Bill Burr on the show. We've had who Patsy? Joe Theismann.
Basically,
Randy Cross.
If there's a badass out there.
Yeah, he's been on the show. And you'll get all those podcasts there. You'll get all of our content. Just did a top 130 coaches, ranking them in order.
Beautiful.
For the FBS top 10 hardest schedules, all that out there. We also have a ton of contests. Gave away $1,000 for the NBA finals, free to enter. Just download that app. And while you're at it, give us a nice review on that app. All right. Give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. If you do that, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. And then I will show me that screenshot. And then I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. Brand new at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Sometimes work blocks you from a lot of fun. Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Enjoy it. All right, folks, we are on the over with the Aztecs. This is the College Football Experience, San Diego State style. You better start thinking about yours. And we're out.